NASA and Russia have identified 50 areas of concern on the International Space Station, ISS, with a coolant leak from 2019 remaining the top risk. While NASA and the Russian Federal Space Agency, Roscosmos, are addressing the leaks on the ISS, this remains the top safety risk for astronauts aboard the station, according to a report by NASA's Office of Inspector General, OIG, released last month. NASA officials, in an interview with the Washington Post, revealed they are monitoring 4 cracks and 50 other areas of concern on the ISS. These cracks have been patched with a combination of sealant and patches by Roscosmos, with ongoing repair efforts. However, the leaking area continues to be the highest threat, rated 5 on a 5-point scale in NASA's internal risk assessments, according to the OIG. We have repeatedly communicated the seriousness of the leaks, including when I was in Russia earlier this year, said Deputy Administrator Jim Free in the interview. Since the leaks are near the station's hatch, Free noted that Roscosmos agreed to NASA's request to keep the hatch closed as much as possible. We've agreed they will shut the hatch in the evenings. NASA astronauts have also stayed on the U.S. side of the orbital complex to be closer to their escape vehicles in case an evacuation is needed. However, NASA has repeatedly emphasized that the leak does not pose an immediate threat to the astronauts. Currently, there is no impact on crew safety or vehicle operations, but it's something we need to keep an eye on, ISS program manager Joel Montalbano said during a press conference in February 2024. The ISS leak is located at the aft end of the Russian module, where the Progress spacecraft docks with the station, as explained by Montalbano at the Kennedy Space Center in February. The area is about 0.9 meters in length. The leak has persisted for 5 years, and patching measures have been implemented since it was first detected, according to Roscosmos officials during a virtual press briefing on September 27th. The repairs have significantly reduced the peak leak rate observed in April 2024 at nearly 1.7 kilograms per day, down to 2.4 pounds, just over 1 kilogram per day. The ISS is expected to operate until 2030 to meet NASA's crewed mission needs and provide commercial research opportunities in low Earth orbit. Over the next decade, NASA hopes that a series of commercial space stations will be ready to take over operations. NASA's OIG is monitoring several other risks that could threaten the ISS's long-term sustainability, ranging from the sudden impact of micrometeoroids to supply chain issues. SpaceX has been tasked with building a large Dragon-class spacecraft to deorbit the ISS, following a contract awarded by NASA earlier this year. The OIG plans to further investigate the schedule, costs, and risks associated with the new vehicle and the station's deorbiting plan.